Trend number six, reaping the benefits of Web 2.0. According to a new book called Throwing Sheep in the Boardroom, How Online Social Networking Will Transform Your Life, Work, and World, more than 250,000 people join MySpace, a social networking site, every day. Facebook, another such site, has 125 million members worldwide. Put together, they have as many members as the United States has citizens. In a single day, MySpace has 4.5 billion page views, and there are numerous other social networking sites that each boast tens of millions of members in various countries. In addition, there are specialized social sites such as LinkedIn for business people, Sermo for doctors, LibraryThing for book clubs, and Flickr for sharing photos. The stakes in this game are dizzying. Google purchased YouTube for $1.65 billion. News Corp bought MySpace for $580 million. And Microsoft purchased just 1.6% of Facebook for $240 million. Surprisingly, social networks are not just popular among people in their 20s and teens. According to the Portland Press Herald, the number of people over 35 who are joining Facebook doubled during just 2 months earlier this year, and the most avid group is comprised of women over 55. Social networks collectively make up a big proportion of what we refer to as Web 2.0. When combined with technologies such as wikis, blogs, podcasts, information tagging, and prediction markets, social networks are disrupting conventional ways of doing business, ranging from how consumer markets operate to how information flows within and between businesses. Why? Because Web 2.0 provides unprecedented opportunities to reach out to customers and business partners worldwide. For example, consumers are no longer slaves of the market models that businesses put forth. They can go directly to suppliers and can even compete directly with traditional enterprises by doing such things as publishing their own songs on YouTube rather than going to a record company. Recognizing the opportunity, many businesses are already using Web 2.0 tools to share information and solve problems. This is destroying the old concepts of hierarchical silos and closed research and development departments. Therefore, innovation in business is becoming much more collaborative, with attendant power shifts from the top to the bottom. Social networks have even changed the way politics is done. Both John McCain and Barack Obama used Facebook during the 2008 presidential campaign, moving away from traditional political organizations and into the 21st century. And so-called crowdsourcing, aggregating the opinions of many people to arrive at the best answer, is being used in any number of pursuits, from testing product designs to choosing titles for new books. According to a report in the industry journal Market News Publishing, Industrial Nanotech, a leader in nanotechnology, is using Facebook and Twitter to communicate with customers and shareholders. The company now introduces its new energy-saving coating products through its Facebook page. And as explained in a recent Daily News and Analysis report, Web 2.0 sites are creating a new atmosphere for advertising and marketing as well. For example, the old web portal model that dominated Web 1.0 assumed that a user would see something interesting and click on it. Therefore, banner ads were designed based on this theory, and their cost was adjusted according to the so-called click-through rate, the number of times users clicked on each ad. However, that concept has become completely irrelevant in Web 2.0. MySpace and Facebook are designed to put everything on a single page. The click-through rate is irrelevant if you already have everything before you. Moreover, the users of social networking sites are not in the habit of opening page after page or clicking through to new content. They're used to communicating with one another or enjoying content, such as videos or photos or music, without leaving a particular page. This represents a paradigm shift, along with many challenges and opportunities for companies involved with these sites and charged by their shareholders with making a profit. Given this important trend, we offer the following three forecasts for your consideration. First, over the next 5 years, most companies will change their policies and mindset to more effectively leverage Web 2.0. With the advent of Web 2.0, corporations are put on notice that the game of marketing, advertising, and selling has changed permanently. One of the problems that hampers the conventional business mindset is that social networks, even ones as large as MySpace, are intangible assets and difficult to value. Conventional executives are reluctant to assign a value to things they can't control. That often leads to either a heavy-handed attempt to implement controls or to managing the asset as a cost of doing business. Leaders who give customers a voice and listen to it are rewarded by creating a culture of loyalty among users. Second, despite their growing importance to the commercial and social fabric of our civilization, it's still unclear to what extent Web 2.0 social networks represent viable businesses in and of themselves. Consider YouTube. That online video juggernaut has enormous brand recognition, but it hasn't made Google much money since the billion-dollar acquisition a few years back. Since then, YouTube has become one of the many products for which Google is having trouble finding a sustainable revenue stream. For 2009, it's projected to generate just $240 million in ad revenue versus $711 million in operating costs. The problem is that once you give something away for free, trying to monetize it with advertising is a big gamble. Therefore, it's quite likely that the ordinary participants in Web 2.0 will benefit far more than its creators. And third, successful companies will transform themselves to take maximum advantage of Web 2.0. What this involves is still unclear. However, the McKinsey Quarterly recently identified six promising changes that businesses should make. 1. In order to energize the rank and file, top leaders must endorse Web 2.0 efforts. Bottom-up initiatives involving wikis, blogs, and social sites will work, but not on their own. The key is to enlist a champion in the upper ranks to promote the effort. 2. The best participatory technologies will come from users at the bottom and will not be dictated from the top. Let users identify the best uses of Web 2.0 technologies. Once the winning uses are identified, give the users help in scaling up. 3. Web 2.0 technologies will succeed best when they are presented as part of the natural workflow and not as another task to be completed. For example, a wiki can become just another item on the to-do list unless it makes the regular work easier. Make participatory technologies relevant and they'll be used. 4. Encourage people to participate based on their own needs for recognition, reputation, and status. Publicly reward useful participation. 5. Target the people within your organization with the skills and reputation to command respect and lead others. A small number of enthusiastic and talented users will drive the participation of others and the usefulness of the content that is produced. And 6. Don't let legal and HR concerns hamper the effort. Strike a reasonable balance between freedom and control. A lack of controls can be dangerous, but too much control will simply stifle creativity and lead to mediocre content.